Ես այերի կկայու խատու է սակ, կեքս արի խատ սիտի։ Կղջ աշայու հատու է սակ, թե խերի արի այախատ։ Կաղը հիտ դա խատ սիտի։ Կագուան հանդա չխեն այախատ։
That's Dionne Jackson introducing herself in Tlingit to the Sitka School Board. Jackson is chairwoman of the Sitka Native Education Program's Parent Committee, and she's one of many who encouraged the school board to expand the district's Tlingit language and cultural offerings. She says if it does expand those offerings, that it should consider stronger partnerships with the Sitka Native Education Program, also known as SNEP, and its staff.
And they are willing, and they are able, and they are ready and excited to work with any teachers in our district, with our students, who want to incorporate more Native culture into their classrooms.
Jackson, who is a teacher at Mount Edgecombe High School and who has children in the Sitka schools, urged the district to continue working on hiring Native educators and staff members who can serve as role models for Native students.
I would not assert in any venue that a non-Native person cannot be a positive role model for a Native child. That's not what I'm saying. If I were saying that, then I would be disparaging my own school that I teach at. But I can tell you as a Native person that it makes all of the difference in the world to have someone from your own ethnic group who has made it educationally to look up to.
But in hiring Native teachers, Jackson urged the school board to put people on the hiring committee who can speak Tlingit and understand the culture. To make her point, she referred back to her introduction at the beginning of the meeting.
And I'd like to know who at the table knows whether or not what I told you I said is actually what I said, and whether or not it was executed and pronounced properly. And so I'm not meaning to disparage those people who are on the hiring committees, but what I'm saying is if you don't know our Tlingit language, you don't know if the person you're hiring to teach it is qualified.
Board member Cass Pook, who is Tlingit, said the time to expand cultural and language offerings is right now.
And you're right when you say, can you interpret what I said? I can't interpret whether you botched it or not. And that's sad. That's really sad.
Across the district, teachers discuss Tlingit culture as part of their regular coursework, and students can take Tlingit language courses at Blatchley Middle School. Pook wondered where else it could be offered.
So can we add it to Keep? Can we add it to Bearnock? Can we add it to the Three Alls? There's going to be arguments, probably, from people that don't think they need to learn it. But for those who want to, I think we need to open the door, because it's dying every month. Day by day, it's dying.
Sitka Schools Superintendent Steve Bradshaw said the district is doing a wide variety of things to create a welcoming environment for Native children and parents.
We will never be able to say that all prejudice and racism has vanished from the Sitka School District or any other school district in this country. But at the same time, I believe that we need to try to be more focused on the positive aspects of the things that are going on in the district, because I believe, in all honesty, that we have a great group of teachers and adults that work in our school districts that believe in all children.
The school board has a committee to look at ways to expand Native hiring. It next meets on March 11th at 7 p.m. inside the district office boardroom. The whole board next meets on March 15th, at which time it's expected to vote on the district's budget. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.